This is episode number 151 with Danielle Laporte. Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin. All you beautiful souls out there, thank you so much for joining me today, episode number 151. Now, we've got a great episode today. Her name is Danielle Laporte, and she has been on previously, I think about a year and a half ago, but we're bringing her back on. She's here in my studio in Los Angeles. We have a little sit down. There's actually a video to accompany this. If you go back to the show notes and get all the tips from today's episode at lewishowes.com/151, you can see a couple of videos of me and Danielle. And I think about Danielle as this incredible soul who is extremely passionate, creative writer, author, and really she's an unapologetic entrepreneur. And we talk about some of the decisions she's made, what she's creating, what she's up to now and in the future, and how she thinks in this episode. And I think you're going to get a lot out of this. So make sure to sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode because Danielle is crushing it in the business space. She's got a huge audience, and after you connect with her in person and hopefully after you listen to this episode, if you haven't heard of her before, you'll see why so many people follow her and love her. She's just got a great sense about her, and I'm super excited to introduce you to the one and only Danielle Laporte.
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12-pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
So a lot of women that I talk with, they look at you and they think that you have it all.
Yeah.
Well, they know you have it all because you do have it all.
I have my version.
Exactly.
But I don't have it all. There's things I want. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But a lot of them think that you know, you don't have any fears or like nothing can stop you. Mm. So I'm curious, do you have anything that stops you right now or anything that you need to break through with still or anything you're afraid of that holds you back in any way?
Well, I was just interviewing somebody this morning to be on the team. And she was saying, you know, everybody just sees you like just it's launch after launch. And how does she do it? And I say, well, she's got a team. Yeah. And I said, well, yes, amazing team and we're tight. But we just live in the space of why not? Mm. Why not? And if you're going to give me a not, I'm going to just say, that's not even. So I actually feel unstoppable. Oh. And it doesn't mean, I feel unstoppable because I'm not afraid to fail either. Like, I am so good at quitting stuff. There's a lot of stuff that I quit.
Like the magazine, right?
Like the magazine.
You invested a lot of money.
Yes. $90,000.
Time, energy.
9 months.
9 months.
Print. We were going to go to print. Like, it was, you know, the first PDF was the files done. And I woke up and I was like, I'm not feeling it.
Wow.
And I also knew it was really going to affect my freedom. Like,
yeah.
I'd really have to deliver every month. And I want to deliver, but I want to deliver when I want to deliver.
Exactly.
So I've played with the idea of what would unstoppable look like. Well, let's just live as if I'm unstoppable. Well, how does unstoppable feel? So I feel pretty fearless in terms of creativity.
Yeah.
And I feel there's things I feel shy about still, like, you know, I can get on a stage and read a spoken word piece at a gig. You know, and that's cool, and I feel really lit up. I have never gone to a small cafe and done a spoken word piece.
Really?
Yeah.
To like,
and don't dare me in this video.
People?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We've got the Comedy Store right up the street. We can
no,
go to.
Never.
So why does that scare you?
Well, because I'm an introvert.
Oh, you are.
And I think with 3,000 people, it's just, you know, it's just like, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
With 20 people, it's intimate, and then there's all that pretension with that whole cafe spoken word, you know, and so much of my stuff has got to do with like love and consciousness.
Right.
And I just don't know if it's like that, you know, but look at me. I don't know if it's that good. And that
but you're unstoppable.
Like that. Well, I would do it, but I haven't wanted to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you still get to break through with? What is holding you back from the next level?
The next level. Nothing.
Awesome.
I mean, nothing.
So you don't have any fears besides speaking in front of 20 people at a cafe? Or you're willing to try
anything? I'm really trying to find some fears. Of course I have fears. I mean, I don't want to die with my song still inside me. I want to fulfill my potential. I mean, really, I tell you, I don't think anybody really knows me.
Mm.
So
why not?
Well, there's capacity to know people.
How come they don't know you?
Here we go. This is why we're on the couch.
Exactly.
People are complex. Does anybody know you? Really?
I think a few people might.
Okay. I would challenge you on that.
Mm.
I think they probably, you know, and maybe I'm being shitty to challenge you on that. I don't know. I got to think about this.
I feel like I'm very open, but what I think is in my mind, I express it and I speak it. Even if I'm afraid, I'm like, here's really what I'm thinking. It's kind of messed up, but I'm going to say it
anyway. But like, you know, your snot crying fears that you aren't even aware of yet, your weaknesses.
I express a lot of them.
Okay, great.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm definitely not perfect, but I feel like people in my life like know that I've got issues and I'm messed up and I'm not perfect.
Are you fucked up?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I embrace it.
Yeah.
And I feel like because I'm able to embrace it and own it and accept it, that makes me less fucked up.
So what's your flavor of fucked up? What are your issues?
I mean, like growing up, I was sexually abused. I was, you know, I felt constantly like not accepted because my brother went to prison for 4 years when I was 8. So I wasn't able to have any friends during that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always feeling like I wasn't enough. There was no one who wanted to hang out with me. You know, people can treat me however they want because I was abused when I was a kid. And I never felt like safe.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take that resentment and anger and frustration into every experience of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways it drove me to be very successful and achieve what I wanted, but it left me feeling very empty and lonely and, you know, uncertain of myself and very insecure for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And since I've been able to express it and be aware of it and talk about it and own it, it doesn't control me anymore. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it comes up and I'm like, oh, I'm aware. This is what's happening. Let me get back to who I really am and move forward and come from a different space. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's stuff that I'm not perfect, that's for sure. This is a question for you, not for me.
yeah, but.
So why doesn't anyone know you?
I haven't found the right person yet.
To open up fully to. Why can't you open up fully to a number of people?
Well, I open up. So let's get it all out there. Like, I have very deep relationships.
Yes.
I have close. I have a lot of depth with, I think, a great number of people. Mm-hmm. I'm not great. You know, like, I just did this photo shoot the other day, and it was a dude photographer, and he was like, so, you know, give me vulnerable. And I was like, you haven't even talked to me yet. I'm not going to give you vulnerable.
Right.
Like, it doesn't work that way.
You created no connection.
But I will see. I mean, work in progress.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What is it going to take for you to feel like you're ready to open up?
Well, I'm ready. It's the right circumstance. It's the right person. Mm.
What would it look like if you opened up to anyone?
Well, it looks like it does now. I mean, I'm pretty fucking open.
Okay, but not completely. There's something you're holding back.
There's things that only like a committed, God, now this is becoming a relationship podcast.
What is it that you don't want people to know about?
Can we just talk about money?
No, because this connects to money.
I don't even know what I don't want people to know. There's no deep, dark secret. I can say that, like, for the record. There's not...
Then how are you not fully expressing yourself or fully connecting or opening it?
You know, I come from a star. I want to...
I'm hearing excuses now.
This isn't excuses. This is... I'm into the complexity of consciousness. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to be fully exposed and fully there. I want to be fully feminine. I want to be fully masculine. I want to experience beloved, team. I mean, the people in my life who are beloveds, who I'm there with, we are in it together. Like, you want my help? You got my number. Like, we could win the same race and I would help you strategize on how you could win.
I get that. I see that. But
well,
you're telling me,
here's the bottom line,
you're telling me you're not fully, no one fully knows you though, is what you're telling me.
No, well, not yet. And that's that.
So when will people?
And it doesn't mean, well, I don't know. It's a magic formula. The fact that I feel that nobody fully knows me, first of all, philosophically, I believe that no one fully knows anybody ever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I want to go to the greatest extent. But we are complex. We have limitations of perception. But I'll tell you this, I don't think I have any defects or there's some fucking issue I need to go to therapy with.
Sure.
Because I can state the truth, what I perceive as the truth, that, yeah, no, nobody fully knows who I am.
So you feel like because you're divorced now, right?
Yep.
So your ex-husband, he never fully knew who you were? Did you never fully open up?
God, what's the name of your podcast?
School of Greatness.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if you wanted to...
I went as far as I could.
And then what?
And then...
You stopped opening up, or there wasn't the space for you to open up?
I would say wasn't the space.
So who creates the space?
I think it's mutual.
Okay.
You have to be really... You got to be both committed to this all the time. And if you're not both in that mode, then the container just shrinks. And like, I need a big container.
Yeah. So you're saying once you meet the person, the individual, who can create a mutual space of a huge open container, then you'll fully show yourself to that person to the world.
Bring it.
Okay. All right. you mentioned about reaching your full potential.
Yeah.
You said you're constantly like, striving to reach your full potential. Do you ever feel like you'll reach it? And what would that look like when you do? And does someone ever fully reach their full potential? Or is it always a next level?
I think there's always a next level. I feel like I am in my full potential right now.
Yeah.
And I'm as great as I can be today.
Yeah.
And I'll be more awesome tomorrow. I just don't want to miss... I don't want to have not done what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. And it's not a fear that drives me at all.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you feel like? I'm still not clear on what the big thing that you want to break through with, but what do you feel like is the big thing that the majority of people get to break through with in order to reach their full potential on a daily, ongoing basis? Like, what is it the majority of people that you interact with is holding them back, do you think? There was like one thing you could pinpoint it on that could...
Oh, stop worrying about what everybody thinks of you.
Mm.
I'm so bored with that, but that's it.
That's it.
That's it. Like, who cares? Who cares what your boss... And, you know, I sound glib and all ninja when I say it, but, you know, look, I understand the complexity of what your dad thinks of you and your mother and your partners and all of that. And you've really got to live life for yourself.
Yeah.
You've got to live life. And, you know, what you don't hear a lot in, you know, that's such like a motivational 101-ism,
sure.
Right? Live life for yourself. But after that is, guess what? You live life for yourself. It's going to be painful. You are going to lose some people that you love. Mm-hmm. You are going to feel lonely. And it's the best return on your investment, freedom, liberation. You're going to know your power. You're going to feel sexy and influential and whatever it is your core desired feelings are. But like, it's a rocky road.
Yeah.
And that ruggedness comes up again and again. If you're going to stay in the school of greatness,
if you're always getting to the next level, there's another.
Yeah. So it's sort of like, you know, to put it crassly, like, well, who am I going to piss off this week to be myself? But that's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you aren't like incredibly kind every step of the way. And, but you know, I've really learned in the last year and a half, you know, it all goes back to that self-worth and self-love. And sometimes the most loving things you do for yourself look mean to other people.
Or selfish or...
That's right. It's like, you know, I love myself. I'm protecting myself.
Yeah.
I'm honoring my creativity. You're actually not allowed on my property anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
we got to put our masks on first.
Yeah. Which, by the way, you know, that metaphor of the mask and the airplane, no mother would ever put their mask on first,
right.
But it works. The metaphor works.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's your main mission right now, or your vision? Mine evolves over time. Like when I was 16, it was to get a girlfriend probably. Right. And then when I was like 20, it was to play pro football.
It was still to get a girlfriend.
It was that too.
And
right.
Now
yeah.
What is it? Keep your girlfriend.
Keep your girlfriend.
Yeah, right.
But you know, it evolves as we like get older. We have different missions. We want to leave a legacy, things like that. My mission, I told you before, is to serve 100 million people, to show them how to make a full-time living doing what they love.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to heal the world in my own way. Because when people are making a full-time living, whether it's 40 grand or a couple hundred grand or millions of dollars, doesn't matter, whatever allows them to live comfortably, doing the things they're so passionate about, they're going to be nicer to people. They're going to treat their spouse or their husband with better respect. They're going to treat themselves with deeper respect. They're going to want to work out and be healthier, all these things, which I think they're going to be less stressful, less disease, which is going to heal the world in my own way.
Yeah.
So do you have like a, you know, something that you want to achieve with your mission or your vision with what you're creating right now? Or is it more just what you're up to this year or the next few years, or what's Danielle Laporte want?
Well, I consider myself a light worker, and I want to, I'm a provoker of the truth.
Mm.
So I want my work to get you thinking about what's right for you.
Mm.
And I'm going to do that till the day I die.
Yeah.
I want to support the seekers. And specifically in terms of like the, you know, the incorporation, the business, you know, with Desire Map, it's about, I want to help as many people as possible get clear on their core desired feelings.
Yeah.
Cool. As possible, in quotes, is very specific.
Yeah.
So that's as many people as possible within our restraints. So what's possible for me as a mom who wants to be there with a snack for my kid at 3 o'clock every day.
Right.
What's possible in terms of helping the women on my team be healthy and not overwork, because we're all overworkers.
Mm-hmm.
And I love making beauty you know? So I really think beauty is a healer.
Yeah.
So I want to make beautiful things. And, you know, I think my gift is to broadcast. I'm a broadcaster. I went on a journey. I learned this. Here you go. And that's like my service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I handed you $1 billion right now.
Yeah, sure.
What would you do? And you could only use it to serve the world.
Yeah.
What would you do with that money to serve the world?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't want anybody else to know that you handed me $1 billion. So it would have to be confidential.
Okay.
What would I do to serve the world? I would go straight to the beginning. So I would do some things in layers in terms of funding. It would have to be with conscious birth and how we specifically in North America approach giving birth.
Interesting.
And the options around that and the consciousness around babies being born.
Yeah.
And then I would do some funding around conscious parenting.
Huh.
Because we're also fucked up because of things that went wrong.
Our parents.
Yeah. Or, you know, extended or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And I just want to go on the record and say I'm not that fucked up because of my parents. I'm fucked up for other reasons. And then I would do things around, I'd do what I'm doing.
Mm.
I would do what I'm doing. For me, it would not be about animals. It would not be about environmentalism because there are other people that are more passionate, more skilled, more talented to do that. I'm like, okay, you know, you look at the scope of crises. Okay. You greens, you got that. Okay. And then there's the animal lovers. Wow. I'm an animal lover, but you got the animals. I'm going to cover pop culture, consciousness, divine feminine.
Yeah.
With a side of entrepreneurship.
That's your thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose, I mean, $1 billion, I could do a lot more with that. You know, I really love, I love the practice of micro-lending. I think there is such tremendous leverage around micro-loans specifically for women. I would be, you know, I would service all of humanity through the birthing and the parenting stuff.
Right.
But really, I think if you heal and empower women, you heal the whole society. You help healers, you heal women. I mean, women are naturally healers.
Yeah.
So it would have a lot to do with that. You know, right now my philanthropic cash, gets funneled to VDE, Evensler's organization, because you heal women, you heal the world.
You heal men too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Through that process. That's interesting.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you want the best, you have to act quickly. or someone else will get it instead. Like when you're trying to buy tickets for the best seat at your favorite team's big game, or when you're hiring for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. With ZipRecruiter, you can find qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I believe finding the right team member is one of the most important steps in setting up my company for success. We like to ensure our new hires will be a good fit before they're even on the team. So I am grateful that I have ZipRecruiter's help when we want to grow the team fast. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
What do you think people should be investing in more in themselves? If like, say every year someone had either money, time, or something to invest more in themselves, what should they be investing in specifically?
Heart and mind. You know, so it's kind of cool in our like milieu, this kind of genre that we're in, like everybody got a coach.
Yeah.
And I think everybody should have a coach. I'm pro coaches. But, you know, the coaching is about, you know, it's armchair therapy. Super. And it's about hitting your goals, hitting the mark, and that's great. But in my life, you know, the energy workers that I work with that help me see things multidimensionally, it's like, this is what's up in a meditation. This is what's up in a dream. It's like, you know, that you put them in the camp of intuitives. What can you see? Because you have the gift of sight. Precise gifts of sight that I don't have right now. I want that. Like I have on my team, monthly retainer, an energy worker who every week, once a week, Wednesday, Friday, texts me an energy report of the company and my life. He's like, you know, there was a little bit of clogged energy here in this particular relationship. Cool. We worked on moving that. So it's like, you know, just like a kinesiologist is going to move, you know, work on your muscles. There are energy workers who are going to help shift energy for you.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, you know, these folks on my team, this is like my secret weapon.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that's where I would invest. That's where I do invest probably thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars on the like serious woo stuff every year. And,
but it works for you.
Yeah. And like extra woo is, this is nobody on your show has ever said this, but crystals for me are a technology.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason you have a quartz crystal in your old Seiko watch. I mean, they keep a particular vibration. So I have massive stones that are energized and activated and programmed for me. And, you know, some of my close woo entrepreneurial friends, I'm like, this is the next frontier, yo. You got to get a big citrine and get that mother programmed.
That's expensive too. How do you program it?
You go, this is what I want. And we're going to work together. Wow. You be with it just like you be with your thoughts or your body. And then you get with people who are, you know, that's their gift.
Okay.
They speak energy.
Interesting. Yeah, I was up at Jack Canfield's house a month ago and he had crystals everywhere, huge crystals and like little crystals. And I was like, interesting. And
so
his place was massive.
They're not there for, they're not home decor.
Right, right.
They were massive ones.
Yeah.
It's insane. They were like 100-pound ones, it seemed like. They were so heavy.
Yes, I would. You know, I just had a great launch, and it was great in every possible way. And I say it's heart and smarts and my citrines.
This is the key to your success.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where can people learn about the citrines?
Well, eventually I'm going to do courses
on
these.
You're going to have courses. You're going to have
this is a future Danielle thing. Yeah.
Because why not?
Because why not? Because it works for me.
There you go.
Because I've been seeking, I bring it down, I broadcast it. Where can you find out? Well, I mean, basic books and the Encyclopedia of Crystals, but...
is there a good website for people to get this, or...?
No, okay. I got to make that That's website.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
You know what? The Book of Stones is fantastic. I think the last name is Simmons.
Okay.
You can get it on Amazon. It's about that thick.
Is there anything about you...
Yes.
...that people don't know yet?
God,
that you really
stop.
That they should know.
Is this useful for people? I don't think this is this useful for people, Lewis? We should talk about how to grow your Twitter following.
I'm curious.
I think it is. It's all about the heart.
Well, I'm really fucking funny. Mm. And if you don't laugh, then it's not funny. So I don't think my sense of humor doesn't always get as much airplay, you know. And sometimes I'm not funny. Like, I remember talking to my speaking coach in the early days and said, you know, I talked for an hour and like they didn't laugh at my jokes. and it was just like dead silence. And she's like, Danielle, they might be mesmerized. Mm. And I was like, okay, I guess that's better than them thinking I suck. And then I would know from the response after, which was, you know, you know when there's a lineup. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, so I'm not a dud.
Right, right.
I'm funny and I cry a lot. Mm. I'm not a weeper. I mean, of course I weep at times, but, you know, sometimes it's just the barista and just the way, and I'm just like, we just connected. And I really feel a lot of pain. Mm.
You feel a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Sure. I feel a lot of joy constantly. Because if you want to feel, you got to sign up for this. If you want to be awake and alive and you want to feel the joy, then I guarantee you're going to feel extreme pain.
Mm.
Yeah,
I'm a big believer in that. I think if you want to get the best in life, you got to experience a lot of pain in order to have the best.
Well, that's different.
Feel the best.
That's more of that's like a linear. To get there, you have to get this. Consider more like circular and broad, which is, it's not about earning. It's not about enduring to get to the joy. It's like, because you feel joy, because you have to be so hollowed out to feel ecstasy. You're hollow or you're full, however you want to look at it. Ergo, pain is going to enter as well. Yeah.
So. What do you feel is the most powerful emotion someone can have?
Oh, powerful emotion. Rage is pretty powerful. Rage is great. Love is so overused. I guess forgiveness is healing. You know, I just think about my son, you know, my greatest love, and I don't even know if there is an emotion. There's just, I mean, obviously I love him to the nth. I think whatever, I don't know if there's a word for it. You know, it's like Inuits, Eskimo, you know, 28 words for snow. But there's a kind of love where somebody else's happiness is your bliss.
Mm. What is that?
I don't know.
That was good.
And that's really powerful. Like, yeah. You know, when sometimes I think, you know, my son doesn't even know how happy I am for him. Oh. And I just, that is powerful because when I am so happy for his happiness, you know, you would just do anything. You want to move? Where do you want to go? What do you want? You want a burrito for dinner? Ice cream? Okay. You got it. Yeah.
That's cool. I like that. What are you most grateful for recently?
Grateful for recently? Well, I write it down every day what I'm grateful for. I am grateful for some particular people in my life. There's about three people that I regularly, you know, we're texting every day. And it's just this back and forth of, I got you. What do you need? What do you need? I thought of something for you, you know? I'm so excited for you. That's what it is. It's like, who in your life is the, I'm so excited for you.
Who are they?
My friend Deb Kern. I think she's drdebkern.com. And my energy guy, Atana, and my dear friend, Megan Watterson. The list would just grow. And it's like Mike Watts and Kate Northrup and Marie Forleo and those beloveds. And, you know, one of my beloveds is my chief of staff, Steph Corker. And then there's Angie Wheeler. Then I would just, my whole team. I mean, it just goes on. There's like this parade of
gratitude.
I'd be nothing without you.
That's great. Okay. Well, I want to ask, before I ask one more question, is there anything that you want to say or talk about or you feel like there's anything that's opening up for you?
That's opening up for me? Well, we could just reverse it and I would just interview you. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm really curious, like, you've had all these conversations about greatness. Mm-hmm. What's the stuck? What's the stuck for people?
What's the stuck?
Yeah. And I have a follow-up question to this.
What do you mean stuck?
Well, I was just being poetic. Like, what's everybody's problem?
Gotcha.
What's holding them back from being an advanced student of the School of Greatness?
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we talked about the fear of failure, the fear of looking bad, and the fear of success. Those are kind of the three common themes. And everyone's got different variations of that, but a lot of it's fear of what other people are going to think or say, and then what they're going to think or say when they fail, and what they're going to think or say when they succeed, and the responsibilities that come with that. Mm. Those are the common ones.
That's interesting about the failure of success and what people are going to think or say. It's a great distinction. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And what's your cocktail party podcast? I know you're writing a book about it. Mm-hmm. But what's your counsel for this? So let's just focus. So let's say someone's fear is number three, success. Mm-hmm. What are people going to think or say? Mm-hmm. And so,
would I respond to that?
Yeah. What's your healing response?
I would say they're going to, you know, kind of what you already said is that if you want to make an impact in the world, you want to do something great, people are going to say nasty things about you. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are going to hate you anyways. Mm-hmm. So you might as well do the things you love and be yourself.
That's
what I would say. Mm-hmm. You can either do nothing and get zero results, and people are still going to have an opinion about you. Mm-hmm. They're still going to say, oh, he's doing nothing, or she's doing nothing, or they're not up to a big game, or they're worthless, or whatever. So you might as well go for something, because you're still going to get that anyways.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another question. Mm-hmm. What's your, on a scale of 1 to 10, how competitive are you?
20.
Yeah. Okay. So,
I mean, there's no scale.
There's no scale.
It depends, though.
So if you and I play a game, you got to fucking win.
You know, if I was like 25, yes. And I would be a sore loser and be like, we're playing until I win. You know, it'd be it was like,
five more. Best
exactly.
Of 10.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That was my attitude. Now I've learned to appreciate the win-win in everything.
Okay.
So learning, even when I lose, how can I actually make it a win for me? Uh-huh. So that it's actually more powerful that I lost.
Okay.
So I find the win-win, but I'm still very competitive. But if I lose the game or the points or the score or whatever the criteria is, then I look at it as feedback for why I didn't win. And what can I do to get to the next level? What's in the way? What's in the gap?
Uh-huh. But you still got to win.
Most of the time, yeah. But I've learned to find the silver lining and everything and be like, okay, this is like, sometimes I want to lose because it gives me like this energy and this, otherwise it's too easy all the time.
Yeah, that.
You know, you got to lose every once in a while.
One of my yoga teachers always says, like, we want to create stress in your body.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Let's create some stress in the hip flexor.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I want to always check myself where it's good feedback on like my mindset. Maybe I wasn't focused or I wasn't fully engaged or something was missing. So I get to look at those things and be like, okay, I get to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lewis House.
Yeah. Well, before the final question, which you answered before.
Oh, we haven't answered the final.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, grand finale.
That's why I asked you if there's anything else you want to say. Well, I want to acknowledge you really quick because I really appreciate you being here and coming and doing this podcast. And I want to acknowledge you, Danielle, for the light and the energy that you constantly are for so many people. I know that you stand and represent greatness in your own way, but you really, to me, you represent healing for people. Mm. And just your energy is so magnetic and so calm, but it's like constantly flowing in different ways. And that for me is extremely healing. And I know you're healing a lot of people through the work you do, through the ideas you get, and from what you create in your art. So I acknowledge you for being that gift and for just showing up every single day the way you do. It's really powerful. So the final question, which you've answered before, I believe, is what's your definition of greatness?
It
may be different now.
I didn't know this was like your Proust question. Okay, what's my definition of greatness? I remember what I said last time, which was kindness, I think. Mm. Why would I change that? My definition of greatness? It's the belief that you don't have to earn your freedom. Yeah, like I don't have to earn love. I don't have to earn liberty. I am worthy of it. Really, it's the belief that I am that. I am love. I am freedom. I am what I desire. Yeah, it's a great way to be.
Danielle Laporte, thanks for coming on. Appreciate you.
There you have it, guys. Thank you so much for joining me today on the School of Greatness podcast. We've had a lot of females on lately. We had Danielle. We had Julianne Hough, episode number 148. If you guys missed that one, make sure to listen to that and check out our show notes because we do some salsa dancing. We also had Marie Forleo on recently on episode number 139. And then Vani Hari, the food babe, New York Times bestseller for a number of weeks in a row now for episode number 136. Bringing on lots of powerhouse women on lately, and because everyone's been requesting that. They're saying, there's too many men out here. So I'm seeking out the greatest female minds and inspiring souls in the world for you guys because you keep asking for it. So if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. LewisHowes.com/151. Go ahead and post it on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and Google+, and tag me and Danielle over on Instagram where you're listening to this as well. I'm super appreciative for everyone. I've been getting a ton of reviews lately. We're almost at 1,000 reviews. Actually, we're close to about 700, but it's closer to 1,000 than 500. So I'm saying 1,000 reviews almost. And if you haven't yet left a review, please leave a review, an honest review of the show. I'm going to continue working my ass off for you guys. My goal is to work my ass off for all of you. The show continues to grow and grow, and I wouldn't be able to, create this type of content and bring on these guests if you guys weren't listening. So from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you and thank you. And, I still haven't talked to all the people that I want to talk to. I want to get the Will Smiths of the world, The Rock, all these other great minds on. And I'm going to have to continue to get the platform bigger and bigger for all these great minds to come on and see the value as well. So I'm going to get them on there. It's going to happen. It just depends on how fast, based on how much you spread the word of the podcast. So the more reviews we get, the more shares we get, the more people you talk about it, the more you take action and get results from these interviews, then that's really all I can ask for is take action, take notes, and get results in your own life based on each guest that I bring on. I've been bringing on these different 5-Minute Fridays. Last couple 5-Minute Fridays, people have just been saying they've been listening to them 5-10 times over in a day, and they can't get enough of them. So I'm glad you guys like those. If you haven't checked that out yet, make sure to download a 5-Minute Friday. They're only, 4 or 5 minutes long, and I'm having a lot of fun with those as well. But this takes a lot of time, guys. It takes a lot of energy and a lot of time to put this together. So the more you guys can share this, the easier it is on me, and that's a big help that you guys can do for me. So thank you guys so much. Make sure to check out all the tips, the links, how you can get more access to Danielle over at lewishowes.com/151. You guys are incredible, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've learned the hard way that constantly holding on to your emotions and repeatedly choosing to not talk about your feelings will only make you feel worse and worse. And up until about 10 or 11 years ago, I was afraid to talk about my trauma that I experienced. And I know we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lewis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/L-E-W-I-S.